I recently got the chance to sit down and listen to a gathering at Petersburg's Mountain View Manor of past officers and longtime members of the Sons of Norway Hall. Tora Tinas, Neva Christensen, Junie Vick, Roy Otness, and Jim Stafford shared some of their fond memories of the organization and the building.
Pete used to say they used to borrow the Nickelodeon and take it down there and have dances, you know.
Yeah.
That's the only big hall there was in Petersburg.
I remember back when I first got married in the 40s, we had a piano, only one piano up down there. And when they had something going on upstairs, there was five, six, eight guys all could get in the hallway, pack that piano up them crooked stairs and steep. And get stuck and couldn't move, and then they'd have to blast through the loose, and then it wouldn't be long till something else happening downstairs. Down it came again. Norwegian steam.
The Sons of Norway Lodge was started in Petersburg on November 26, 1911. The actual building was built the following year in 1912. The group talked about why the lodge was started in Petersburg and how the community pulled together to build the hall.
One of the things that I read in the minutes was that the gentlemen had used to meet in the back of a restaurant or a bar and have their meetings because they wanted to teach their children the Norwegian culture. So that's when they decided to do the Sons of Norway. And then they decided, well, we better build the building. Nobody had any money, but they're going to borrow this and borrow that and do this. And they got it started, and that's how we got our building.
I remember seeing in some minutes of people who were donating money, and I remember running across Dad.
Yeah, he had some note.
Like
stock.
$1.50 donated. Something like that. I thought, wow, $1.50, that was a lot of money in those days.
When I was down working on the foundation as a volunteer, I was amazed to see that these logs that they had buried, these huge logs, they buried in the mud there, and then they had a piling
sitting
on top
on
of those logs, and it was a hell of a lot of work. I mean, just root work. They didn't have any equipment then, you know.
And they went out and cut the logs, hauled them in, and got half back, you know, from the mill that was right there next to the Sons. It isn't there anymore, but it was at that time.
And then there's the food. Making lutefisk at the Sons of Norway has a long history. The famous Norwegian fish dish was traditionally made with cod. It's known as lute to aficionados like Roy and the rest of the group.
Well, Neva's husband used to make it a lot in the old days, way back when, and then
made it with lye, really, old stuff.
And now we make it with soda, but Coast to Coast Storage started making it, and we've been volunteered or help out for the last 22 years, and so. And Jim and I and the same guys were on it for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun with the lute, but the stove upstairs was never a good one, and we was always waiting for either potatoes to get done. And then one year we had to take the lute home to put in our own oven and then bring it down to the hall. Of course, it would spill in the back and then on the the trunk and then that mat back there, and the car smelled lute for years. And that was one of the things about the lute I keep thinking about all the time. It's still going today. It's real strong, and we're doing fine.
Well, it's much more palatable with Salsoda and Red Stopper than it was with cod and lye.
I agree.
It would smell the whole house up. Ooh.
We had a lot of fun, though.
When Mom used to cook it, remember she in that aluminum pot? Everything turned black.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
From the lye, I guess.
Sure.
It was a lie.
It's awful. And we were supposed to eat that.
The lodge has held plenty of special events throughout the years. Many are still celebrated today.
I look forward to potato balls.
Potato balls.
Well, then there's the Christmas ones. Good for the kids. They love that. Yeah. Oh, and then we have a pinata at Christmas time, too. Mm-hmm. Your boys were terrible. God, when they had that club, you had to back off because they were coming swinging.
They meant business, okay.
Kids. Somebody didn't get killed in them days.
Yeah.
There used to be a professional pianist that would come up on the 17th of May and play the piano. Do you remember his name?
Who's that?
some fellow that came up from Seattle, and he played in a dance band, and he was a good pianist. I hope I can say this. I remember him singing, she had 8-9 buttons on her nightgown, but she could only fasten 8. Remember that?
And what's important for future generations to know about the Sons of Norway Lodge?
Well, I think that the main thing they should realize that the women back there, they're the ones that made sure that you were, you know, kind of halfway cleaned up, and the town was a town, and we finally got water to the houses and a school and churches, and that was it. The women did that. They finally got, as they got their way, they finally and made a town out of it, and they should get more credit. That's what I can always think about, how hard they worked. Some of there used to be a pump down by the trade union for the water, and people would go there to pump their water and then carry it home and up the hill and all around. And then we finally got water into every house. And that was a big deal.
That was Roy Otness, Tora Tinas, Neva Christensen, Junie Vick, and Jim Stafford. To hear the entire conversation, you can visit the library's website at psglib.org or stop by and check out a CD. For the Petersburg Listening Project and KFSK, I'm Jessica Yeremia.